welcome to the Raging Bull Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Sturgill. Join me as I interview people from all walks of life who've built successful lives, self-made millionaires, entrepreneurs, traders, authors, and experts in their chosen fields. Discover the mindset and motivation to make successful people tick and learn new ways to apply these ideas, lessons, and successes to help you build your own success and live a better life. This week on the show, we have one of my favorite traders. I think if you could have a trading crush, mine would be Kyle Dennis, because he just crushes trades, to be quite honest with you. But he's done it so consistently and at such a young age and just kind of built from year to year to year to where he's got here. So one of my favorite colleagues, favorite traders, Kyle Dennis, welcome to the Wealthwise Podcast.
Thanks for having me on again, Ben. It's always been a lot of fun coming on here.
And it's fun to have you on the show. It's fun to watch you trade, to hear stories. I love calling you the king of catalysts, because I feel like what I know about your story, really getting started by trading biotechs. Biotechs, you know, as you've stated in the past, are so key when it comes to having catalytic events that move those stock prices, right? And so in many ways, I don't want to tell your story for you, but it seems you've been trained to look for these catalysts. And it's really those things that kind of prompt when you get in a stock and why. So one, would you agree? And two, what are some catalysts recently just in the world that you've been seeing and trading?
Yeah. So, I mean, catalyst is really what is the hub of all the trading I do, whether it's stocks or options. I'm always looking for that reason why something is moving, because if you're just looking at, say, the chart or technicals, it could be very confusing. Stocks move all over the place every day, depending on what's going on. But if you have a reason why something's moving, all of a sudden it's like a cloud has been lifted and you're like, wow, well, that stock is moving because this is going on and people are interested in it. So I'm always looking for stuff like that. And recently what's been a trend and what's been going on lately is these riots and unpeaceful protests that are going on because of some tragedies out there, law enforcement tragedies going on. And there's very select ways, looking at this as a trader and investor, that you could capitalize on what's going on in the real world, which is what I always look to do in any sector. So as I was thinking about that, about, you know, these riots that are going on, I thought, well, what stocks are set to benefit from that? And it turns out there's a select few. There's a company called Wrap Technologies, for example. The symbol is WRTC, and they produce what's called a bola wrap, and it's basically a device you shoot at a perpetrator, and it wraps them up with like a rope, so it doesn't hurt anybody, it doesn't cause any pain, and that's what stemmed all these riots starting out from to begin with, was use of lethal force. And hurting people that are under arrest or being looked into or whatever. And there's also a company called Digital Ally, which makes law enforcement officers wear body cameras and things like that. And there's even a larger company. The symbol is AAXN, and it's Axon Enterprise. And they also do body cameras and tasers and non-lethal force type of equipment. And these stocks have been, WRTC has more than doubled. DGLY has doubled. AAXN has gone up 20 or 30%. And this is after these events were already occurring. So there was time to go ahead and get in these stocks, place trades. One of my mentor, Jason Bond, killed it on the DGLY trade. I think he made over 100% on it alongside subscribers. So it's that stuff that I'm always looking for, those catalysts, those reasons why things are moving, and always looking forward about the next thing that's coming up.
Well, that's one of the things I think is so phenomenal about your trading. One of the things that you offer to your members is that, I mean, people have busy lives, right? Many of them are home educating their kids. Their work has moved, you know, to some of them, their kitchen or their living room, or if they're lucky enough, a home office, to try and like keep up with all of these events and things happening, right? Especially as you're locked at home. It's one of the things I love about your services is that you are the one on top of those events, letting them know about it and what they, you know, you think is coming with your watch list and those things like that. And even other catalysts, I remember you talking about saying, hey, soon enough, the gaming industry, casinos are going to open up. I know you did great on Penn, and not to mention other, you know, there's been a lot of biotech news lately with vaccines and different companies like that. I think there was a company AstraZeneca. Tell us about those two trades in terms of how you identified saying, hey, you know, whether it be casinos opening up or even is biotech news, again, more catalysts that prompt trades that have been profitable for you.
Yeah. So on both those trades, Penn National, PENN, and AstraZeneca, which is AZN, I made 150% on both of those. And it was simply due to combining a scanner that I have that looks for unusual options activity and where some big money bets are being placed, and then trying to combine that with some catalysts that are going on. So I saw some big money was being placed in Penn National, saw some big money was being placed via the options in AstraZeneca, and both of them had catalysts. Penn National, a lot of gambling. And so with Las Vegas reopening, the casinos in China reopening, they're talking about reopening sports and people betting on sports. That stock has doubled in like 2 weeks. I could have made a lot more, but point being is that Penn National had a nice catalyst. And then same with AstraZeneca. They were going to be at a cancer conference talking about some news about one of their drugs, and it turned out that it was really good. So just combining that, seeing where the big money's going, combining that with the catalyst event. Of course, there's no guarantees in life or trading, but stacking those things in my favor, I've found, leads to a lot more winners than losers. And that's what this game is all about.
Well, again, I love that you're constantly monitoring that. I want to talk for a second about this option scanner. Tell our listeners a little bit more about it for those who aren't familiar. The reason I love it is because it doesn't just, you know, identify ideas or things like you mentioned that you could look up and say, hey, is there a catalyst happening here, right? But it also really points to timing as options, you know, have expiration dates. It's almost like this inside window into the people that know something and that are willing to put their money on what they know. So tell our listeners more about your option scanner, how it works and how you use it.
Yeah. So what the scanner does is it tells me in real time where stocks or where some big money bets are being placed. And the way I look at it is the big bets could be $50,000, $100,000. Sometimes it's even up to $1 million being placed on an option that is usually something that's going to expire worthless. These options are under a dollar per contract. So they have a specific time and a specific date. They have to make this ginormous move for a person putting $100,000 or more into these plays. So that's why I call it unusual options, because if you thought about it with common sense, it doesn't make too much sense to take $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 and place it into an option that is likely to expire. So I love to monitor that stuff. It gives me a ton of ideas. And a lot of times people are in the know and they have some knowledge, or they're just a really, really smart investor and no news comes out and the option ends up working out. An example of that is right now I'm long VSTO calls, and that idea I got from my option scanner. Now, Vista Outdoor is a company that sells a lot of outdoor brands, including firearms. And that stock has been doing tremendous lately because of these riots and the situation that's going on. People are going out to their stores and applying and getting firearm weapons. And so Vista sales are likely to do better. So putting a catalyst idea while watching these unusual options go off with these big bets and big money is just something that I love doing, because it's giving me so many indicators for why something's likely to work out.
Yeah. Again, I just think it's a fascinating look into, you know, again, not just the research that you would be doing, but the research that perhaps, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of other people are doing and taking ideas and then putting their ideas to work in the market, and you get to see who's doing what and to benefit from the same thing. So I love that. Tell me something about this market, just in terms of where we're at right now, practical wealth-wise wisdom for our traders out there in terms of how you're playing this market, seeing the fact that we're so elevated, we're so up there in the midst of civil unrest, geopolitical uncertainty with China, a pandemic that still is present, right? And yet you're trading in a way that continues to be profitable month over month. What's some wisdom you can shed with our listeners in terms of ways they could approach this market as you are?
I think as a trader, what I need to remember and what I really like to preach is that just play the trend. If things are going up, over week after week, and there just seems to be this huge buying pressure and things are going to the upside. Just don't let your personal opinion play too much into what's going on with the short term, because things can stay a lot more irrational than you think. Like, you're listing out the reasons why we should go down. And I agree with those longer term. I'm not an investor up here. It worries me very much to place money long term into things right now. But in the short term, there's definitely a buying pressure. There's definitely a lot of hope that things are going to go back to normal. And that's leading to higher prices in equities and option call options. So just to, in essence, leave the opinion at the door and just look at where are stocks going. Because in my experience, when I have a very strong opinion about something and I'm going against the crowd, that just leads to a lot of short-term losses over and over until I'm stubborn enough to change. And so I've just learned to go along with the flow, look at what's going on my scanner, seeing where these big bets are being placed. And if I keep seeing calls and bets that things are going up, well, I'm going to keep doing that until it doesn't work anymore. And I think that day is coming where we will get a pullback and the chicken will come home to roost and we'll kind of have a retest of the lows. But it takes some time, and that's probably coming. But for the time being, I just like to stay nimble and keep pushing on the strategies that are working.
Well, if our audience didn't hear that, I want to reiterate what you said, because I think it is so very important, right? We are taught in life, right? And this is another one of those things where, like, life lessons break down when it comes to the markets, right? There's this saying that the market can stay irrational a lot longer than you can stay solvent. I would say right now we are in a completely irrational market. And so when you try to use your reason like you would in life to bet against a market that seems irrational, you can go broke real quick. And you know what Kyle just said, what I love is saying, hey, it's not about rational. It's not about reason. It's not about what makes sense. It's about following a trend. And if the market wants to go up because the Fed is buying or because shorts need to get squeezed out or whatever, just be relaxed. Play the trend. Go with what's, you know, go with the crowd in this sense. And you've been doing that, man. And it's been working well, because if you try and open your eyes and make sense of it all, you can't. And so you just look at the chart. It gives you a trend. You play the trend. And you've been doing great, man. Tell me how the month of May went for you. I know March was awesome. I know April was awesome. How'd May go for you?
May was pretty solid. Not as ironically, the market was doing well and up. And I didn't do as well in May as I had done in March and April. I don't know what the reason for that was. Maybe just summer doldrums, less news and less catalysts. I still had a solid month, but for whatever reason, it's kind of slowing down. And I'm starting to wonder, like, you know, going into June here now, was that slower month due to us potentially getting a pullback here soon? And that's why, and there's not as much money flowing into the markets. I don't know. And I don't know the answer. And I'm not going to pretend to know the answer. But I just, like I said, I just like to continue to play the trend and not force anything. And what's key to me is just if my strategy is producing gains, just keep doing it. And sometimes that leads to more gains and sometimes it doesn't. But the key is that it's green and it's working in the right direction.
Absolutely. Yep. Month over month, week over week, having your, you know, your catalyst approach and your option scanner approach work for you. And they have been, man. Tell me, as we close, how can our listeners find out more about you, about what you offer to your members, about what you're doing right now as they look to perhaps, you know, trade catalysts in the same way you do?
Sure. You could go to my website, which is biotechbreakouts.com, and check out the different services I have on there. A really nice one that a lot of people take me up on is I have a service called Fast Five, which is simply my best trading idea for the week. It's a really nice way to get your feet wet into trading and learn a few things and also see some good ideas. Or you could head over to RagingBull.com, which has myself along with a lot of other great gurus on there to learn from. And that's what it's all about, learning and seeing somebody actually make some money in the market, because there's just a lot of different strategies to take advantage of. And I would encourage anybody to go to either of those sites and check things out.
Love it. Well, I will end with a quote. I'm going to be quoting you to you, Kyle Dennis. You always say that. All right. Because you demonstrated it. You got to learn before you earn. and you have learned a ton. I know I've learned a ton from you, as have your members. And so that encouragement for folks to take the time and opportunity they have right now to learn in order for them to earn, I think is great advice. I know you teach a lot and folks can get a lot from you. So thanks for all you taught us here in our time together today. And man, I wish you kind of continued success, both with, you know, with all your services, but with, you know, Catalyst Trades, as well as the option scanner. It's been doing great. And man, really excited for you.
Yeah, thanks. It's always a pleasure to be on here.
Great. Great to have you, man. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Well, that's a wrap for this episode. Thanks for listening. I invite you to visit RagingBull.com/podcast. That's RagingBull.com/podcast to discover more episodes, to learn more about people who have created, built, and lived successful lives. Also, remember to subscribe to one of Raging Bull's newsletters. Join me on the next episode as we share more stories from our guests on the wisdom behind wealth and how they built their own success. Raging Bull Podcast is brought to you by RagingBull.com, helping traders succeed through education, resources, and where you can watch real traders make trades. Raging Bull, learn to trade. We'll show you how.